Driving blind in the rain. We were pleased with the car we'd rented in Detroit. As a European, I'm constantly impressed by the level of professionalism and customer service that our American cousins provide. So we unfolded the map, turned up the car music player, and prepared to cross the border for our 3-day trip into Canada. We'd been staying with a friend in Detroit for a week and had decided to give him and ourselves a bit of a break and travel up north to explore Toronto. The view from the motorway wasn't much to write home about, mainly fields, wheat, flat landscape. The Canadians we encountered on our frequent coffee and food stops were friendly enough, but after driving for 6 hours, I was keen to stop and rest for the night. Suddenly, and without warning, the skies opened and the heavens poured with rain. I can't remember ever seeing such a heavy downpour. I turned on the windscreen wipers. Nothing happened. I tried again. Nada. I was doing 50 miles per hour on a busy 4-lane highway in torrential rain, and I couldn't see anything in front of me. This was dangerous, seriously life-threatening. I tried to calm my girlfriend down, but I was panicking inside, and I knew if we didn't stop soon, we'd crash. After 20 minutes of driving blind, I finally made out an exit sign and took it. Anything would be better than the highway. We came off and soon found a motel where we stopped for the night and counted our blessings. I honestly thought we'd be spending the night in the car at the side of the road, or, worse still, dead in a ditch somewhere.